Blog Talk Radio. Listen, I was checking it out. Those
diseases that they had over Egypt, they are going to come back again. We are to have seven diseases like we had once before. If you don't read your Bible, these things you won't know. We had the last time it was blood in the water. Then there was frogs, lice and gnats and flies. And the next thing was in the livestock and horses, your camels, so and oxen and sheep. Then there was the boil. Next was hail and thunder and fire. Next was locusts. The ninth thing was three days of darkness. I do not look forward to that. But I know that we are going to have to go through it because the Bible says that we are going to have those things again. And the last thing is death of the firstborn. We certainly don't want that. What I would tell you sheep to do is to repent and praise our Father. You're supposed to remember the commandments always. If you do not know them, I will try to read them to you, see, from time to time. If I have enough time this evening, I'm building before I get started. Hopefully I'm through. Finish with belching. I don't want to belch in front of these people, those of you who are listening to my program. And I'm glad that you are listening. I want to give a shout out to those who I listen to all the time, Brother Nathaniel and his crew from IUIC. I think that's how you should say it. Brother Nathaniel is full of information you may not know. And then there is Big Judah. He is telling you things that from other books of the Bible and from elsewhere that you have not. Maybe you have, but I haven't heard of some of the things that he's telling us. Did you know about the ley lines? Write the word down. L-E-A. L-I-N-E-S. There are ley lines are all through America and other parts of the world. And somehow we get strength from the ley lines. Read your Bibles. And if you listen to these two people that I have mentioned, you will learn many things. Now, sheep, I want to tell you that I am past 2 Kings, verse 17. I am in the book of Chronicles. Hold it. The book of Chronicles, chapter 11, verse 36. But I am going to spend most of my time talking with you sheep because I feel like this just may be the last time that I have an opportunity to speak with you all, in that I will try to take my show elsewhere. So, and that's because of I feel like I am being mistreated for no reason at all. And I don't want to say anything bad about Blog Talk Radio, because for the past 11 years, they have given me the opportunity to have a program, and I do it from my home, and I love doing it from my home. Somehow or another, the payments, they have not been receiving payments, and I received from my creditor a statement that they had been sending payments to Blog Talk Radio, and someone has been picking up those payments, and I don't know where they have gone. I told them that I told my creditor, I asked them, where have the money gone if you haven't been paying them? Well, they sent me proof that they had been paying them and someone had been picking the payments up. So they are investigating that. So I'm going to get out the way and let them investigate whatever they can find, whatever they can do. But I want you to know that some things that I have been interested in knowing for myself, and if I had not been reading the Bible, I would not know this. Now, do you know that you're not supposed to celebrate the pagan holiday Christmas? Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, and let me read it, verse 1 through 5, to tell you not to do what the heathens do. These people, and we are black, we are learning from them. They are heathens. We're not supposed to do what they do. I'm trying to find the book of Jeremiah. I just found it, the book of Jeremiah. I want to tell you sheep again, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Hopefully, Father, please bless my eyes so that I can see. Maybe the lighting in this room is too dark, but it used to be light enough. And I'm going to try to reach to you, see, that you're not supposed to do this Christmas thing. And I get angry when watching my television and the news people showing Christmas lights and trees downtown. I don't want to see that. And I'm thinking that I watch Channel 7 all the time. I'm thinking that I have to stop watching them for a minute, because they're showing too much of that, as far as I'm concerned. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1. Hear ye the words which the Lord spake unto you, O house of Israel. Now, I want you black folks in America, they sent the Hebrews to America, and they sent someone, I forgot who the name of the tribe they sent to Haiti and all those things. I used to know those, where they had sent those people to, but they sent them to different places. They happened to send us well, Hebrews, but we are the tribe of Judah. Most of us are of the tribe of Judah. And those who are in Haitian, they run the French from over there. So I don't know if we are to save our strength for when the Lord comes back and he might help us beat up some of those, well, run those people off the land who have dogged us out. They really have. Okay. Verse 10, chapter 2. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen. The white folks, they are the heathens. They're the ones who have had us in slavery. No other nation of people have been in slavery. Not the French, not the English, or the Spaniards. Well, they are part of us too. Not the Spaniards, but the Chinese. None of those people, but us black people, have been in slavery. And we are the children of God. I don't know why the other nations refuse. They know that we are the children of God. And by us just finding out and reading the Bible, that tells us that we are the only people who have been in slavery. That lets us know that we are the children of God. He tells us in the book of, I think it's in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. I told myself not to forget it. And I hope that I have not forgotten it. I want to finish reading this to you. Chapter 2. Thus said the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen, and do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven. Do not be dismayed. That means do not be terrified of the signs of heaven. And because I'm telling you, our Father in heaven said, do not be dismayed. We are not to be horrified of what's going on in the heavens. He is taking care of that. For the heathens are dismayed at them. The heathens, they are called heathens, and we are Israelites. We are not heathens. We are the children of God. Verse 3 of chapter 10 of Jeremiah. For the custom of the people are vain, for they cut it down a tree out of the forest. Who does that? What type of people does that? Some of us who don't know any better do it, but I don't do it. And all those that I tell, some of them still do it. The work of the hands of the workmen with an axe, they cut down a tree out of the forest, and they do that stuff in vain. They deck it with silver and gold. That's tinsel and gold. And they fasten it with nails and a hammer that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speaketh not. they must not be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it from them to do good. So don't get a Christmas tree and put it in your house. I know that it may smell good, this Christmas tree, but don't do that. Don't do that. If you're listening, those of you who are listening, and another thing I wondered about, in the book of Deuteronomy, I found out that, well, let me see. I was always wondering why we had become slaves to the white folks. And not just the white folks, but they are the principal ones. What I want you to read is Deuteronomy 28 and 48. I wanted to know why were we slaves, period, that no man should be over us people, no man, period. And we are slaves because our father told Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, and he told him that grandchildren and his children's children were going to be slaves 400 years. And that was true. That was true. Let me see. What else did he see? Did he say? Okay. I am in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 48. Thou serve thine enemy. The white folks are our enemies. If you don't know it, I'm telling you, know it. Which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron around thy neck until he has destroyed thee. 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue, that means language, thou shalt not understand. And that's so true. He has brought these people. I have been trying to learn English a long time, very long time, and have been trying to write books, too. And I want them to be correctly. And I don't want to use bad language. A nation, verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance, that means facial structure, which shall not regard the person of old, nor show labor or favor to the young. Verse 51, and he shall eat of thy cattle and thy fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed. Destroyed also shall not leave thee either corn or wine or oil. And because of corn or wine or oil, I say that's in America. This land is, they're talking about America or the increase of the thy clans. The clans are cows or the flocks of thy sheep until thou have destroyed them. So when I read this a long time ago, I looked up some of the places that they had said. So, and I remembered, like, I remembered that some of the places that they had said, they were in Georgia, the United States of America. And I was wondering that when I first read that, I didn't know that that was in the land of America. And what else do you see that I want you to know? I think that's about all that I want you to know. If I don't remember something else, I would tell you if I can remember before I go off the air. I forget. I don't remember like I used to. Remember, children, don't do Christmas. Save your money. Spend it on yourselves. Do not do what the heathen do. They celebrate Christmas, and they want you to celebrate it too, so you can spend, so they can spend your money. Have you spending up your money? Don't do it. If you ever listen to me, don't do it. I plan to go to the radio station that I came from. I didn't not have many listeners, but I had a few, and they would come up to me when they recognized me, and I didn't talk like this, but I talked much smoother. I'm going through this. God would help me out. Now, let me turn to where I left off last week. I left off in Chronicles chapter 11, verse 35. And a lot of times, see, I don't know all of the names. Excuse me, I have to belch. Oh, Lord. Okay, see, I hope that has passed. I ask that you see when you have your pencil and paper out, just in case I may state some scripture that you might want to write down. Many of you sheep, younger sheep, are computer savvy. You have what is called a pad and a notebook or whatever technological gadgets that you may have nowadays. It's okay. You can have those things too. But I don't have those things. I like to write whatever I have been told if I want to take notes, that's how I would take notes. And many of these names I will not be able to pronounce, but I will try. And if I can't say it, I would, you know what? I left off in chapter 12 in verse 5. That's where we will go. Chronicles in the Old Testament spell Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 5. Just start there. Elzuza, that's spelled Elzai, and Jerimoth, Jerimoth, and Belial, Belial, and Shemaiah, Shemaiah, and Sephar, Shephat, and Hapula. The Hapula spell Harpu. Let me spell it again. Harupite. Then Elkanah, A-H, and Jesha, J-E-S-I-A-H, and Israel, A-Z-A-R-E-E-L, and Joaz, J-O-E-Z-E-R, and J-A-S-H-O-B-E-A-M, Coronite, K-O-R-H-I-T-E-S, and Josiah, and Zebulah, Zebanbiah, the sons of Jeroboam of Gora, G-E-D-O-R, the sons and the Gadonites, they're separated themselves unto David, unto the host, to the wilderness. Let me read that over to you. I have just 10 minutes more to go. And of the Gadonites, they separated themselves unto David, unto the whole of the wilderness, men of might and men of war, fit for battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as roes. Roes are deers upon the mountain. Ezer, E-Z-E-R, the first, Obadiah, the second, and Eliab, the third, Eliab, E-L-I-A-B, the third, Mishahena, M-I-S-H-M-A-N-N-A-H, the fourth, Jeremiah, the fifth, Atiah, the sixth, and E-L-I-E-L, the seventh, Jonathan the eighth, Elizabeth the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machia, M-A-C-H-A-B-N-I-I, the 11th. These were the sons of Gad, captains of the host. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are the they that went over Jordan in the first month when it was overflowed all its banks. I got 7 minutes left. I will read as much of it as I can. But see, I want you to read verse 13 minutes of reading verses 12 in the rest of the Bible. I have read most of it to you, sheep who are listening to me, because I don't think I'll be back on this program for a while. I want you sheep to read your Bibles. Look at me. I am not the best, but my Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep, and that's what I am trying to do. Also, I had meant to tell you, sheep, that I woke up Thursday coming the 10th, the morning of, I went to bed that night, the night, and coming the 10th, I had a dream. I woke up speaking, and I remember speaking that. I said, I know those verses. It was either Psalms 1, hold it, because I'm going to stop right here. At verse 17, of where I have stopped, verse 17, because I really want this sheep to know that I stopped at Psalms 1. Blessed is the man, my grandfather used to love to, that was his favorite. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful. I know that verse. That's what I was saying. Or if it was not that verse, it was John 1. It was John in the first. In the New Testament, let me find John 14. I said, I know that. Then I forget which one I was speaking. I was talking in my sleep. I don't know to who, but it said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I said, I remember that verse. And I said, I won't forget it because I read it several times before. But I forgot what it was that I had said. I can't remember if it was John 14. Excuse me, see. I am belching. If it was John 14 or it was Psalms 1, I want you to read those and believe in those and trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then I want you all to remember Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Remember those things, dear. Let us have a closing prayer. I just want you to remember those things. And remember, I have not read that we are supposed to celebrate whatever it is that Jews, those who say they are Jews, but they are not. That's what the Bible says in the book of Revelation and 9 and 3 and 9. Let us have a closing word of prayer right now. Remember those things. Even if I don't talk to you ever again, remember that, as well as read the Ten Commandments. But there are more than Ten Commandments, such as a woman should wear those that things that a man should not wear, as well as if there is a certain way you should get your hair cut, men supposed to wear beards, and those things, easy to do, and you can do them. Let us say a prayer sheet. My time is almost up. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to come to your sheep tonight and say the things that I have said. Bless them to remember those things that I have said and read their Bible so that they can know as much as I know about you. And bless us with good health and wealth in the name of Yeshua, better known as Jesus. I want you to remember in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will not be back with you next time. I don't know when I'll be back with you, sheep, or if I will be on this station. I don't think I will be, but if I am, praise God, me now.
Hey,
God loves you, and I do too. God loves you more. I'll see you. I'll talk with you somewhere on the radio in the future. I'm going to keep my name, Feed My Sheep Show.